Continuing with important events from church history, we look now at Calvin. Calvin publishes the first edition of the Institutes of the Christian Religion in the year 1536. Those who are from the Reformed tradition subscribe to the teachings of John Calvin, who published his most famous book, The Institutes of the Christian Religion, in 1536. As such, these believers are called Calvinists. The website study.com provides a helpful summary of Calvinism. Calvin emphasized the role God plays in the process of salvation. He theorized that believers were predestined to salvation. This means that before God had even created the world, he chose which people would be beneficiaries of his gift of salvation. Calvin affirmed a strict understanding of God's sovereignty. He believed that God was in complete control over humanity's actions and that nothing happens unless God wills it. The five foundational tenets of Calvinism are often referred to as points. Let's take a look at each point of the acronym TULIP, T-U-L-I-P. Firstly, the T is for total depravity. This is the belief that all human beings are sinful and are born with an inherent sin nature. Every human is completely sinful from the moment of birth. The U stands for unconditional election. This is the belief that God predestined individuals for salvation and that individuals cannot choose God without God enabling them to do so. The L is for limited atonement. This is the belief that God sent Jesus Christ to die for the sins of his chosen saints only and not for the sins of those who are unbelievers. The I stands for irresistible grace. This is the belief that God's chosen elect cannot resist God's grace in their lives. And the P for perseverance of the saints. This is the belief that once an individual is saved, he or she can never lose their salvation because they are eternally bound to Christ. Related to this, we now look at the work of Arminius in 1603. Those who oppose these beliefs are often called Arminians, after Jacob Arminius, who lived from 1559 to 1609. An article in Christianity Today says, "It was his study of the Epistle to the Romans as an Amsterdam minister that set Jacob Arminius firmly against Calvinism. Faith, he believed, was the cause of election." A useful summary of what Arminians believe can be found at aclajar.net. God elects or chooses all of those who respond in faith to his gift of salvation. Christ's atoning work on the cross was for all people, although it is effective only for those who believe. The Holy Spirit works in the life of unbelievers to enable them to believe. Salvation is then offered as a gift that may either be accepted or rejected. All of those who persist in their faith will be saved in the end. Those who do not persist will suffer the loss of their salvation. Some Arminians do not accept the possibility of apostasy in a true believer. Dear facilitator, my advice would be that you do not open a debate between those who favor Calvinism and those who favor Arminianism. It usually leads to a heated debate which can be very divisive. Rather, say to your students that it is good to know the difference between the two and let them make their own decisions. We look now at the publication of the King James Version of the Bible in 1611. The website ChristianHistoryInstitute.org gives us a helpful summary of how this happened. James wanted something to replace the popular Geneva Bible. This 1560 version was much loved by the people, and probably the version Shakespeare read. Yet, it had a perceived Calvinistic slant, something James didn't like. The Puritans, meanwhile, disliked the Bishop's Bible, an authorized 1568 version read in churches but not widely accepted by the common folk. England needed one version that both churches and individuals, and both the Church of England and the Puritans, could read with benefit. In 1607, James appointed nearly 50 scholars and divided them into six companies. For 2 years and 9 months, they worked individually and in conference, and then the whole text was gone over by a committee of 12. While the scholars used the original Hebrew and Greek, they closely followed previous translations. In fact, it may be inappropriate to call the King James Version a translation, as the preface of the translators explains, it is more accurately a revision of earlier versions. For example, the work of William Tyndale, the first major English translator, is evident in many passages. The King James Version has been called the Authorized Version, although, oddly, no proof has survived that James formally approved it. Officially, the new version was appointed to be read in churches, replacing the Bishop's Bible, but it was a long time before it replaced the Geneva Bible as the Bible of the individual reader. And lastly, we look at the explosion of Christianity in Africa. In the 20th century, Christianity in Africa exploded from an estimated population of 8 or 9 million in the year 1900 to some 335 million in the year 2000, marking a shift in the center of gravity of Christianity from the West to Latin America, parts of Asia and Africa. Dear facilitator, please remember that the students are only asked to describe three of the key events in church history. With those we have listed here and in other outcomes, there are probably 9 or 10 to choose from.